We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top. We are explaining the Shita of Rav Shimon. We had in our Mishnah that all documents that are written by our Koyesh of Rechavim, that's the courts of the non-Jews, even though non-Jews sign on it, it's a good shtar, either because Dina Machus Adina, or because, like Rashi says, that Edim of non-Jewish Edim are kosher for Mamon. But Gittin Ashim, a get, or a get shechur, that is not good by our kais. Rav Shimon argued, Rav Shimon says it is kosher. And the Gemara said, what's Pshat Rav Shimon? This bezdin is not b'taris gittin, not b'taris krisis. And fit the Gemara, that we're going with Edim Mesira, and going with the Shita of Rav Elazar, that really what makes the get is the Edim Mesira, the Edim we give in front of, and those Edim were Jews, Jewish Edim. Just the shtar was written and signed by non-Jews. But since it was given over in front of Jews, therefore it's kosher. The question was, Mzurich Metaychai? And that the Gemara answers, Shemus Mavakim. Everyone realizes this is Goyish Edim, we won't rely on those Edim, and then I'll give it in front of Edim Mesira, Yisrael. So the Gemara's cash is like this. So it comes out, if you have Shemus Einam Mavakim, then even Rav Shimon agrees it's not kosher. It's not a good get. So why does Rav Shimon say, Rav Shimon speaks out that the only time it's not good, Rav Shimon Oimer, Af Elu Ksherim, Lahuskru, when is it no good? El Vazvan Shanasu Behedit. When it's done, Ayadei, a regular non Jewish citizen, not Ayadei the Arkayas. Lachayr, it's just saying a big Chedish. Even if it's done by their Arkayas, if the shameless, the names are not clearly non Jewish names, they'll be possible also. That's Mars Kasha. Four lines on the top. Yachar, Tony Sefer, Lahuskru, El Vazvan Shanasu Behedit, Lift Lig Lisvi the day, let it Machalik. By our kayas alone, b'medvar amurim v'shemus v'valkim. When do we say that it is kosher? It's when the names, the goyish names, are very recognizable. Avashem shem v'valkim loy. But when it's not recognizable, then you don't say that it's kosher. Why do you have to go with the hedit? So Gemara says halchinami. You're right. Halchinami kamar. And this is how you read the Mishnah. Medvar amurim v'shemus v'valkim. When is it kosher according to Rabbi Shimon? If the names signed are clearly goyish names, Avashem shem v'valkim is not clearly goyish names. Then nasek mishenasu behedit absulim. Then it's ki'ilu is done with a hedit and psulim. And the way Rashi explains that hachid ka'amar lohushu get the ishul of sol of Hashem shavalkim the nasu kashar star is a nasu behedit, which means that in truth, if according to Rashi, if you take a star that's made with a hedit and you give it in front of two edim mesira, it's really kosher if it's Shemus Mavakim. If it's not Shemus Mavakim, it's possible. It makes no difference if you have Arkayus or not. That's the rational reason. It makes a really no difference if you have Arkayus or not. The whole difference is it Edim Mesira or not? But we're saying like this, if you have Edim Mesira, Shemus Mavakim, it's like other stories that's Nasu Behedit without Edim Mesira and without Arkayus. And there the halacha is, that shtar is not kosher, because the only reason why we said a shtar in Arkayus is kosher is because they have a status, they want to live up to their reputation, and therefore they don't play around. And if it's not 100% true, they won't write the shtar. Mashaikin a hedyet, it might be a false shtar. We're not talking about Edim Asiri, they're talking about stam, a shtar raya, a shtar mecher. So there, it's not kosher by a hedyet. So we're saying, by a get isha, it was given over from Edim Mesira. If it's Einim of Hakim, it's like other stories that are done by Hedit. It doesn't pass to say it's like a get given done by Hedit, because there, if you have Edim Mesira, it's taka the same thing. If it's Einim of Hakim, it's possible. If Shemus of Hakim, it's kosher. There's no really something special about Arkayus when it comes to the get, since it's giving it over by a day Edim Mesira. There's nothing special about Arkayus. So what it means, the Gemara says, is like, what it means, what Shimon is saying is that Shemus and Avakim are possible just like Shar Staris Behedit. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. V'bayisema, another teretz, Seifa, the kash again was that why the Seifa didn't say that Shemus and Avakim is possible. Why do I have to go to Hedit? V'bayisema, Seifa oson legite mamun. It's talking about regular story mamun. V'akam, alehushku giti mamun apsulim. The only time giti mamun apostle, shanamashanas behedit. When it's done, behedit. And the Rabbanim are saying it, not Dafka Rav Shimon. Go on the ratio. This calls Dari Shal Mamun. Ha'ilam Merkayus. Akashur, that's the Rabbanim said. Everyone agreed to that. And we said, why? Because they're not going to ruin their reputation. That's only Dafka if it's a Arkayus. But if it's a hedit, that they're not makbid on ruining their reputation, then the halacha is that will not be kosher. So the whole sefer is going on Shar Shtaris. So the first shot is that we have to stick with Chesudim Echzorah. That we're talking about Shemus Enim of Halkim, that's like a hedit. For the second shot, she is talking about Shar Star is beheaded. That's actually the case. That it actually is the Sefer what's talking about. Zokti Maravaita, Tanya, Lunter Raisa. The Rav Shimon is trying to support his Shita that says that it's kosher, a get is kosher, if it's even Berakayis, as long as it's given over in front of Eidim Mesira. Because Tanya, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yasi, Kacham Rav Shimon Chamim, Mitzah Yadam. Rav Shimon told the Chamim in Sidon like this, that the Dar before us had a Machalikis, but they didn't even argue on this. That all stars that were in the bezdin of a non-Jew, a court of a non-Jew, they all agree they're kosher. Even gittin nashim and shechuri avadim, as long as you have eidim mesira, it's kosher. There's no machlekes. What was the machlekes? The machlekes was when it was done beheaded. Shirav kiva machshir v'chachamim. Paislim Chum holds puzzle. Chutz begitin ashri avadim, which are kosher, like this. So Rashi explains that why is Chum paislim when it's done beheaded? So Rashi kimin shenasha beheaded story mechad kamel raya va'alayu the sahadi of Chum b'simchini means soimich on the non-Jewish edim psulim because they lied. But gitin ashim there you're not soimich on the non-Jewish edim that are signed the star only edim asirim. I'm talking about shemus v'fakim. So therefore, he's saying that the whole machloikis just is a hedyet for a mammonis. That Rav Kiva is kosher, and Chama is possible. But everyone agrees, Gitei Noshim and Shkriya Avodim, they're given over with Eidim Mesira and Sheamus Vavakim, are kosher. And what's Takap Shana Rav Kiva? That's just bothered by a lot of the Achroinim, are bothered, what would have Amina, the fear of Akiva. And the Rishonim really talk about it, the Ramban really talks about this, the Ramban. That was the having me the fear of Akiva. What the having me the Akiva holds? The Ma'aseh is kosher. Why is it kosher? Had it? Zok the Ramban that we're talking about. Akiva holds that these adyotis are scared of the government and therefore they don't want to be caught lying and therefore they're also neman. And this stems very good. Rashi Shitasai that holds that goyish edim be'etzem are good. Be'etzem are good edim. It's not dafka the Koran der Rabbanan. It's the edim are good. And here Rabbi Akiva is saying I have a reason to believe that they are saying the truth and therefore it's kosher. Chacham say no, it's possible. Kosher for lying, but gittin oshes v'revadim. So Rabbi Shimon Shita holds. He holds that. So what? As long as it's shemus mevhakim and edim mesira, it's kosher even for the non-Jewish star. Rabbi Shimon Gamil Aimer af elu kasherim b'makom she'ein Yisrael chayismin. So Rav Shimon Gamliel comes and says, the Gittin Oshim are only kosher in a place where Yisrael are not allowed to sign shtaros in the city. The Goyim do not let the Jews to sign. So since Jews do not sign in the city, everyone knows that they are Goyim, and we're not soymich on them, and we're going to, everyone knows this Goyish Edim on the star, and we'll make sure to have Edim Asira. But in a place where Yisraelim are chaysmen, so even though these are shemus mevakim, we are going to be geyser otu, not shemus mevakim, and people will think that it's Yisrael sign, and they'll rely on that star. They'll rely on those edim. And therefore, it's a gzeirah of a mokim that they allow Yisrael to sign the star. There's a gzeirah otu mevakim, otu ein mevakim. Similar to the Tanakhama Shita of our Mishnah that holds that there's a gzeirah of mevakim, otu ein mevakim. So, Freitag Marakasha, if you make such a gzeira, why don't you make a gzeira everywhere? If Rav Shimon holds a gzeira, but he says in a mocking way they don't let the Israelim sign, so we know for sure it's a guy, they agree. It's like in between Shita, in between Rav Shimon and Tanakama. He agrees that if it's shameless of Hakim and they only allow Goyim to sign, then we know it's Goyim. But Mashainkin, if Israelim can sign, shameless of Hakim won't help. So, Mar's Kasha is, why make a gzeira even in a mocking where they don't let Israel to sign, or to a place where you let Israel sign? And Tosis points out, it's shikl gzeira l'gzeira, because even in a makom sheyisrael chayismin, it's a gzeira otu shemus henim vakim, and here we're saying a gzeira l'gzeira. So Tosis says, makom makom starve l'maksha, it's end of Tosis the Ramas Chaloi, it says, makom starve l'maksha, kivin de chashin and kuli hai, lohan nam el meichas. This is chayish so much, the chayish of this as well. So Mar's Kasha is, why don't we chayshish, even in a makom that Yisrael now allowed to sign, let's be goyzer out to the place where Yisrael could sign. So Gemara answers, Shema b'shma machlif. We will get mixed up, a Shema Bishma, that will get mixed up. One name with another name, Shemes Vakum, Shemes Vakum will get mixed up. But a place and a place, we're not going to get mixed up. Asra Ba'asra Machlef. One city to another city, we're not going to confuse. We know every city has its own unique halachas, and we're not going to get confused. If they allow in this city, they allow in a different city, we're not going to get confused from city to city. So the Moravaita. Ravina saw Valak Shuri Bekunufasa Daramoi. There was a gathering of Goyim, like a Papa Bezdin type of idea, and they had Yaitas. And they saw they were going to make a Bezdin. They weren't Kayas, they weren't certified Bezdin by the government, but they were a Bezdin. So he wanted to allow to use a star. I mean, Shar Staris we're talking about, just like we use Shar Staris, I'm just saying Shar Staris is a kosher by non Jews. To have me now here, you can use these Kanafu Daramoi for a star. So he said back to him, "I'm Rafi, I'm Ram, Akoyistan, I'm just saying Dafka Akoyis." And the truth is, I didn't see anyone who really, Bavarna, this is really Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva held, it was Machshir Behadyaitis, so Kuba Ravina held like Rabbi Kiva. But I guess we don't pass on Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, Rabbi told him, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, Arkayas Dafka. Has to be Dafka, a real Bezdin, in order, even for Mamanus, the only time it's Naman, it's a real Bezdin, it can't be Samech on Hadyaitis. Actually, the Rishonim tried to explain, like in the Kovitz of Kisayad, it tried to Shitas Kadmainim, it tries to explain what's the Havamina of Ravina. So he says, the Havamina will be, even though it's not Matam Malchus, but since they're doing it for Fahesia, they make it this best and everyone sees it, so maybe they want to keep their reputation, not to kill their reputation, therefore they won't say a lie. That was Ravina's Havamina. But Rav says, no, Erkoy is Tanan. But I didn't see anyone speak out that maybe this is Rav Akiva. Okay, Vaitim. Omar Rav. High star of Parsa. You had this Persian star that was written Beloshim Parsi. That's what Rashi says. And Hadyaitis signed in it. And the Parsiim Hadyaitis signed in it. Now, they were giving it in front of High star of Parsa, the Master of Labor, Api Sahadi Yisrael. They gave it in front of Sahadi Yisrael. It was a star Chayiv. They gave it in front of Eide Mesira. It couldn't be used al star Akayis because it was not Akayis, it was Hadyaitis. But you gave it in front of Eide Mesira. So the halacha is Magvina Rabbi Yechayri. You could collect from Rabbi Yechayri. It's enough of a star to prove the halva, but you can't collect from Mishabadim. What is Mishabadim? Mishabadim means that any properties he had, the shas when the guy borrowed money, Reuben borrowed money, any properties he had at that time, there's a lien on that property towards the chayv. If he sells those properties afterwards and he has no money, so then Shimon could go collect from those properties. It's called Mishabadim. Mishabadim only works if it's a halva of a star. Why? Why Chazal say that? Because Havav Ashtar has a coil. Everyone knows about it. Therefore, the Lekeach should have known that there's a lien. But if there's no Havav Ashtar, then he doesn't know there was Havav, and therefore it's not his fault. So it's be Hefzid de Lekucha. So there you don't collect from Mishabadim. Al Kapanim here we said, it doesn't have a din of Havav Ashtar. You only collect from Rei Chayru. But you, and that much you allow to collect from Rei Chayru. Frank the Gemara, what is Edom Mesira help? They don't even know what they're reading. They don't know how to read the star. So how can it be good Edom? Even for Milva Apeh, how can it be good Edom? So the Gemara, but the Yad, they know how to read. Frank the Gemara, Abina Ksav Sheyach L'Zayif. Don't you need a star that you can't be Mazayif, you can't forge a star? And Veleka, and here you don't have that. Why? Because you need to rub the cloth with something called afatzim, which is gallstones, and that makes it that you can't erase anything and redo it. Because in those days, if let's say you wrote something, you could. It's not like permanent ink. You could erase it, and even permanent ink you technically could erase it. But it's a piece of cloth, they could erase it and rewrite it. So if you smeared it with this gallstones, what it did was that it was made it black, and if you erased anything, it would be recognizable. So halacha is a star is possible if it could be mezuyif. So here, a star parsi doesn't do afatzim. Yeah, but they feed some. The case was here they used afatzim and made it that you can't forge it. Frey the Gemara, being Sir Charles Yaxim, the Nashal Star, Pashit Achron. There's another halacha that has to do with forging stars that used to recap the whole contents of the star in the last line. This way, you can't add anything on afterwards. The last thing in line always is a recap. So you can't, like, after the star is given, add anything on because it's not in the recap. So therefore, they always had a halacha of a recap. So a star parsi doesn't have that. So it's a chashziyat, Veleka. You had that. Okay, Frank Demar, now if you have Eidim Mesirah, and the star is, everything is good, so why do you talk about Shabbatim? Yoch Meshav Shabdinami, and Frank Demar, less like Koyal, Zok Rashi, what's the Pshat? Since there's no Chasima of Yisrael, and they're the ones who make the Koyal, if it's signed by Jewish Eidim, that's what gives it a Koyal. If Jewish Eidim don't sign it, there's no Koyal, and therefore, you cannot collect from Shabbatim, and you only collect from Abnei Chayri.